What I want to do this morning is to have you turn to James 4, verse 8. James 4, 8. And, Stephen, you talked about the precious promises of God, and this is one that I want to highlight this morning. James 4 and verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. I just want to focus on that particular portion of that verse this morning. To me, it's a most wonderful and precious promise that we have a Heavenly Father who wants to draw near to us. And this might be a bit of a picture of our desire to draw near to Him and His desire to draw near to us. He's sovereign, of course, and He can work things in our lives. But this is the kind of relationship that He desires for us to have with Him. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And every time I read this verse, I think of the picture of a little child. Maybe the little child is hurt, or he's afraid, or maybe he's just confused, and he's crying, the tears are flowing, and his father comes into the room. And he sees his father, and immediately he begins to run toward his father. And that father, if he's a good father, he swoops that little child up in his arms and holds him. He tries to comfort him. He tries to give him what he needs. He can't do it perfectly, of course, because he's a human father. But there he is. And what a beautiful picture of this little child just coming up to his father and being embraced by him and being blessed by him. And a bad father would probably or could possibly see the little child coming and just tell him to go away because he's busy. But no, this father drops whatever he was planning to do, and he just runs for his child, and his child runs to him. And that's the picture I want us to have in our minds today as we go to prayer. We do this every day, and we don't do it just during this hour, as we all know. We draw near to Him at all times during the day, and He draws near to us. We have that promise that He will do that. If you want God to draw near to you, draw near to Him, and He promises come close to you. This passage, the whole chapter, really talks a lot about humility, the humility of people who will come to a loving and a gracious and powerful and sovereign God. And just the very act of drawing near to God like this, as described here by James, that's humbling yourself right there. Because when you come, you're confessing your sinfulness. You're coming and you're bowing down and you're saying, God, I have total and complete need. My need is not partial. I need everything from you. You give me life and breath and everything I need to live. And so I'm drawing near to you again, Lord, this morning. And that's what we want to do, is to draw near to Him that way. It's pointed out in verse 6 that proud people do not draw near to God. They do not draw near to God. They have no desire to do so. Of course, they don't even believe usually that He exists. Or if He does exist, they hate Him, they shake their fist at Him, and they say that they don't want to have anything to do with Him. But hopefully, the fact that we talk so many times in these prayer times about the pride that's in our own hearts, that is what we battle with. We love God, and He loves us, and we're redeemed, but pride wells up in our hearts. And to me, it's ridiculous that it does so, because why do we have any reason for pride? Everything that we have, God has given us. Everything that we're going to have, He gives us by His grace. Even if it's a trial, a tribulation, if it's a rejoicing time or a joy, He gives it to us. So we have no call to have any pride, but still in our remaining sinful hearts, it wells up inside of us. And so as we come to the Lord today, I just want us to draw near to Him, draw near to this Heavenly Father, who, unlike the human father, He can help you, and He will help you if you draw near to Him. He has the power to heal, the power to comfort, the power to save souls, and we don't. And that's why we fall on our faces throughout the day, and especially during this wonderful time that we have together, to draw near to Him and to humble ourselves. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and He will lift you up. What a precious thing. I don't know about you, but I need to be lifted up just about every second of every day. So the drawing near in a sense, is a continual thing. It's not just a one-time thing that we do during the day and we're done with that and we move on. No, we're continually, and I know you are in your hearts and as you carry through with your day today, this Saturday, you're going to be drawing near to God and pleading with Him to give what you need, give what you need to serve Him and to love Him and to love others. So let's keep that in mind as we go to prayer this morning.